Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 14 July 2015. You're in the right place. It looks like, according to all the major networks now, we will not be bombing Iran for a while. That's the way it looks to me anyway. There's been a historic nuclear deal reached with Iran. Some people are saying not so. Some people are saying it's awesome. Some people are saying no way. It still has to be approved by Congress. We'll talk more about it as much as we know. And I don't know that we know anything other than what the guy John Kerry in the orange tie is telling people. Don't you think that's really impressive that he's wearing an orange tie while he's making his statement with the American flag behind him? That's making his statement right there for sure. California wants to put you in prison if you don't take vaccines. I kid you not. That's where it's headed. We all know that. Criminal penalties for not vaccinating. Not no, but heck no. And the Pentagon now, with all the things that they are working on, wink, wink, they now are moving to allow transgender people to serve openly in the military. I can't even imagine what kind of confusion that's going to lead to. And social issues, for sure, being in close quarters. Some people might not take it too well, but that's the way it is. Greece just lost control of its banks. It looks as though there is a Greek deal also, not getting any attention on television, but not a very healthy one for Greece, that's for sure. There is going to be a haircut coming. And you know that term haircut, because it's a whole lot easier to say a haircut than it is a bail-in to remove all their money from their bank accounts. Today in the third hour, we're going to be talking to Andrew Gauss. And he's going to explain to us more about what's happening. We're going to talk to him also about the Civil War and what happened then. But then I want to hear him talk about what's going on with the price of gold, the fixing, if you will, of gold. And also what's really going on in Greece. He seems to have a really good handle on this. In the second hour, Dr. William Walsh will join us. He is an expert in nutrient power. Heal your biochemistry and heal your brain. So whatever kind of mental disorder that exists, he says it can be taken care of nutritionally. He's not the first one or the only one to say that, but he does so in a book called Nutrient Power. So he'll be joining us in the second hour, Dr. William Walsh, third hour, Andrew Gauss. And we still want to say it's all about the truth, but it's hard. You know, when all you hear is this alleged nuclear agreement, the alleged Greek agreement, and things are not responding on the market. Of course, you know, it's not an economic issue, the deal with Iran. The deal with Iran is not an economic issue for the United States. Oil is dropping today. Amazing. It's down around the $50 mark. And what about this guy El Chapo, who broke out of prison in Mexico? Now, supposedly, the DEA knew about it for a long time that he was going to do it. You know, this story doesn't smell right. At least we're not hearing about the two guys at Dannemora anymore. I hope. And guess what's being sold? Harp. That's right. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. Joyce Riley here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us. Caring about your world, wanting to think, craving the idea of thinking for yourself. That's what our people are all about. And I do respect you so very much for not sitting down, put your chair back and listen to whatever television tells you, the easy way, and putting your head in the sand and saying, I know all about it, I know all about it. Well, let's look at this Iran nuclear deal that is supposed to be so historic and so good. Is it really? A lot of people questioning a few things in the president's speech today. For one thing, and here's what I picked out that I was concerned about, is that supposedly this deal has been reached where Iran will never make a nuclear weapon because we're going to control the uranium and centrifuges and everything else. That the United States probably sold them in the first place, thank you to Donald Rumsfeld. You know, the United States also sold those items to make nuclear weapons to North Korea. Oh, you didn't know that? Well, just put in nuclear weapons deal or nuclear weapons and Donald Rumsfeld in the computer and you'll see. Now the president says that the U.S. or the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Commission, will have access to the key nuclear facilities. Oh, really? So if you're only going to be looking 24/7 whenever it's needed at key nuclear facilities, what's to say they're not going to be developing weapons in other facilities? They're going to do inspections when necessary. But guess what? They're not allowed to go into military reservations. Now, why wouldn't, if a person was just determined to have nuclear weapons, why wouldn't they go ahead and move their nuclear weapons production to a military base that we don't have access to? But the main thing is, Iran will not be bombed for a while. That's what I come away with this. If they violate any part of this alleged agreement or this agreement, then they can put all the sanctions back in place again. So this deal that John Kerry acts like a proud papa for the first time, wearing his orange tie. You thought they'd just made 100 home runs. He was so proud of himself. And, of course, Iran saying the same thing. Man, we lucked out on this deal. Anyway, Congress will have to vote on this, and they could block this. But then the president says, fine, if you block it, I'm going to veto any legislation that challenges it. In other words, the king will have his way with us. Like we said earlier, the Iranian deal will not impact the U.S. economically when they do their inspections when necessary at key nuclear facilities. So it kind of takes a lot of the sting out of what Iran might have interpreted as being a really difficult situation to live within. I mean, supposedly Israel is very happy now. But, you know, I have to ask a few questions. Number one, where does it say that only certain countries are supposed to have nuclear weapons and other people cannot have nuclear weapons? Who has the jurisdiction over all these countries to say, you nuclear, yes, you nuclear, no? I mean, other than the United States, who has their own power to do whatever they choose. But whoever gave us the right to say you can or cannot have nuclear weapons? I don't know. I don't know. It's, I guess we inherited a lot of rights to do a lot of things to other people in the name of freedom. Bloomberg says that Iran and six world powers sealed a historic accord to curb the Islamic Republic's nuclear program. See, they got to put those words in there. The Islamic Republic's nuclear program, in return for ending sanctions, capping 2 years of tough diplomacy with the biggest breakthrough in relations in decades. The deal, if approved by the Congress, promises to end a 12-year standoff that has crippled Iran's economy and drawn threats of military action from the U.S. and Israel. It would enable the oil-rich nation to ramp up energy exports, access international funding, and open doors to global investors. Congress has 60 days to make any clear compromises with Iran. Since the deal was not done in the prescribed time, they have to give Congress 60 days now to review the document. And, of course, they're on vacation most of the time anyway, so they're never there, so they get 60 days. Anyway, it's going to meet resistance from lawmakers who oppose making any nuclear compromises with Iran. Israel said it will use every means possible to convince Congress to reject the deal. So Israel is not happy, but I think they're happy that a deal has been reached, but then not happy with the wording. That was according to Bloomberg News. The oil and the ruble drop as the Iran nuclear deal was reached. Oil prices continued to slide Tuesday with the Russian ruble as Iran and six world powers reach this supposedly awesome deal. The deal comes into force 90 days after UN Security Council ratification. Brent futures for August fell 2.18%, trading at $56.63 a barrel, and they went down 2.11% to 51.06 a barrel. It's back up to 51.20 now. That's a huge drop in the Brent crude. Huge drop. Greek crisis endgame. The EU agrees to allocate 80 more billion euros over 3 years. After 17 hours of marathon talks, the Eurozone leaders have reached an agreement over a third three-year bailout for debt-ridden Greece, which is around 82 to 86 billion euros. Where is this coming from? Who has any real money anymore? Which averts the risk of the country leaving the Eurozone. The program, you know, nobody wants Greece to leave the Eurozone. They really don't. And so Greece has kind of got everybody over a barrel. They're going to have to pay up. As much posturing as they do, they're going to have to keep them in and bail them out. But it's just one more bailout after another. The program will affect the overall pension reform, reform of the product markets, privatization, and changes in labor exchanges, said German Chancellor Angela Merkel after the Eurozone summit meeting. A write-off of Greece's debt is not on the agenda, she said. The agreement is complex, but Greece avoided the transfer as its state property abroad, as well as financial strangulation and destruction of the financial system. That's what Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras commented. And there's three reasons, Economic Collapse says, why the Greek debt deal is really a German trap. If you're thinking Greece is saved, well, all over the planet, the news headlines are proclaiming that this deal has been reached, which will give Greece the money it needs and keep it in the Eurozone for a while. Yesterday, they wrote that there was never going to be any deal. He said, I was not exaggerating. The deal was not drafted with any intention of saving Greece. As he explained in his previous article, these negotiations were all about setting up Greece for eviction from the euro. The truth is that Greece desperately wants to stay in the euro. But Germany and other allies such as Finland want Greece out of the eurozone. Since Germany can't simply order Greece to leave the euro, they need some sort of legal framework which will make it possible, and that is what the New Deal provides. So is the story over for Greece? No. Is the story over for Iran? No. These things are just, you know, I hate to use that term again. I really do. Kick the can down the road. I'm so tired of hearing that. That kind of gives you the idea. U.S. automakers' worst nightmare. Chinese auto inventories explode in May. Translation, nobody's buying the cars in China. A week ago, they exposed the massive number of cars piling up in GM's parking lots in China. Don't we feel sorry for them? A few days later, they noted that the Chinese auto sales collapsed at the fastest rate in 3 years, and an increasing number of new orders are being canceled as the stock market crashes. But the triple whammy for the U.S. automakers, who have incessantly pitched China as their growth engine, in news from the Waxia Times, that China's import car dealers saw inventory reaching a mind-blowing 143 days. What that means is they have 143 days worth of cars to sell. Now, just to put that in context, the normal average that they have is between 24 and 36 days. Not good for U.S. automakers in China. not really good for anybody highly invested in Chinese business today. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joy Schmiley. Yes.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Well, the U.S. is at it again. That is losing money. They squandered another $1 billion in taxpayer funds. Oh, what you ask on this time? Well, it's called ghost schools. And also on the warlords in Afghanistan. Liberty Blitzkrieg is reporting that BuzzFeed News obtained internal Ministry of Education data for 2011 that has never before been made public. For Afghanistan overall, the data showed 1,174 schools. Almost one in every 12, though, was a ghost school or a phony. An educational facility that the Afghan government publicly claimed was open, but really wasn't. So we've built a bunch of non-schools over there with your money, belly up to the IRS bar, and give them more to waste with fraud and abuse, ladies and gentlemen. That's not me saying that. A ghost school, an educational facility that the Afghan government publicly claimed was open, but wasn't. What are we doing building schools in Afghanistan? We need to be building schools here in the United States. You see, when you get that money, and you take it overseas, it's carte blanche to do whatever you want with it, to be able to scrape it off the top, bring it home, and use it for your own account later on. In the provinces that are most dangerous to monitor, and into which the U.S. poured the most aid money, that proportion soared of non-schools. You know, I thoroughly believe that maybe we're being misled here about the ghost schools, and it really went into more poppies. What do you think? Anyway, they say that a full third of the 423 schools that were reported as open were not even functioning. One third of them was not functioning. And in Helmand province, more than half of them were not functioning. In other words, you've been taken again, ladies and gentlemen. They can do the fraud, the waste, and the abuse. But don't you dare try it. Don't you dare even make an honest mistake. Obama granted clemency to 46 drug offenders. But there's still thousands that should have been granted that. This was back in the 80s and 90s when they had some really, really stiff penalties. Well, now, I mean, it's legal in, what, 23 states, medical marijuana? Oh, but not for the average person. Anyway, Obama announced Monday he is going to commute sentences of 46 people incarcerated for federal drug convictions, prompting a lukewarm response from rights campaigners, who for the small act of clemency is vital for the people impacted, but a far cry from the deep change that is needed. I agree. It really doesn't do much for the issue. These men and women were not hardened criminals, but the overwhelming majority had been sentenced to at least 20 years for smoking a joint, etc. 14 of them had been sentenced to life for nonviolent drug offenses, and their punishments did not fit the crime. But they made a point, didn't they? And they got a whole bunch of little worker bees into the prisons to make 5 cents an hour and do business for the prisons. There's a new hacker video that claims to show a staged beheading footage. Activist Post reports that John McCain's sordid history with ISIS, terrorism, and color revolutions has been demonstrated time and time again. However, if a new video released by Ukrainian hacker group Cyber Burkett, which you love that term, Cyber Burkett, turns out to be real, McCain's ties to terrorism and domestic pro-war propaganda have become even more demonstrative. Only days ago, Cyber Burkett released a video purporting to show the studio creation of one of the famous ISIS beheadings of Western journalists. The video shows a movie studio complete with camera and directing crew, as well as a small stage set with background and dirt, complete with dirt, for the setting. Do you ever wonder if any of the news that we get is real? Did you ever wonder if the news was really staged for your consumption? Are private companies color-coding your house for law enforcement? We talked about this the other day. Of course, for pre-crime. To determine if you're going to commit a crime, we need to know about it. We, the government that shouldn't be involved in this. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. Joyce Riley here.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with toxic constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Back to Power Hour. Did you know there is a Twitter campaign out there? Yeah. Encouraging people to rip down Confederate flags? Oh, my goodness. Well, that will be the answer right there. Get rid of those flags and we will live in peace and harmony. Let me just remind you that we have a number of items at the Power Mall that are on special. There's going to be a special deal today announced by Andy Goss. Andrew Goss will join us in the third hour. And he's got a set of three DVDs he's going to give away to anyone who purchases from the Power Mall. Now, he's going to tell, or CDs, I'm sorry, about money. He's going to give those away at no charge to Power Hour people when you purchase from the Power Mall. And the reason we do that is because it takes care of the shipping issue. If you purchase something else, you'll get the DVDs. So listen to Andrew. And then decide if you want to get those DVDs. And I'll tell you what, he is probably more on target with what's going on financially than just about anybody. And he explains it in such a way that is so easy to understand. And remember, we have the Clean Teeth toothpaste from Dr. Gary Null. It's normally $10 on sale for $5 at the Power Mall. Normally $10, but it's on sale for $5. I think the most we've had purchased at one time is 12. Somebody purchased 12 of them. And with all the oils in it and everything, you're not going to have to worry about it going out of date, I'm sure, or losing its strength. but it is available at the Power Mall. It's called Clean Teeth Toothpaste. It is a mint flavor, and it is outstanding in taste, I got to tell you. So take advantage of that. Also, if you haven't gotten your Dr. Edward Group Liver Cleanse, Dr. Edward Group Liver Cleanse, you can save money when you buy all four of them, and we're going to start it next week. So get it ordered today. I've been telling people for the last 2 weeks to get it ordered. So get it ordered today so that you can join us on the liver cleanse. And especially those of you who did the colon cleanse, you've already got some of the products ready to go for this cleanse. I'll tell you, nobody does it more cost-effectively than Dr. Ed Group, so he will join us next week. Anyway, give us a call at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. Nestle CEO says he would profit more from California's drought if he could. According to Credo, Nestle CEO Tim Brown was asked in a radio interview recently if the company would consider halting their water extraction from a national forest in drought-stricken California. The answer may not be what you would expect. Did Brown apologize for the corporation's contribution to the California water crisis, which is pretty well known by now? Nope. He doubled down and said absolutely not. In fact, if I could increase it, I would. Do you really need to do business with Nestle? Really? Isn't there somebody else? Couldn't you just, like, bypass all the Nestle products? There is a privacy device by Rhino Security Labs that has abruptly been removed from the market. It was called Proxy Ham Box. It was going to be released soon. It hadn't been released yet, but it was going to be released soon. And strangely enough, this $200 privacy device has been killed. No one knows why. A security researcher abruptly canceled next month's scheduled unveiling of a privacy device designed to mask internet users' physical locations. Ben Caudill, researcher with Rhino Security Labs, took the unusual step of saying he no longer plans to release the software or hardware schematics for the so-called Proxy Ham Box. He said the devices already created have been destroyed. Caudill offered no explanation for the killing of the project, but he has reportedly ruled out both the intellectual property disputes and the Federal Communications Commission licensing issues. That left some people to speculate that there is a secret government project subpoena known as a national security letter that is at play in the decision to kill the project. A national security letter. If you receive that, do whatever we say, or else. The data that has been exposed in breaches can follow people forever. The protections offered in their wake don't. Most recently, a massive hack on the Office of Personnel Management swept up information about millions of former and current government employees, and in the wake, the agency is offering 18 months of free credit monitoring. Big deal. By the way, all veterans, as I understand, were included in that. All veterans. He said workers would be better off putting a freeze on their credit. Oh my gosh, can you imagine that? Telling credit monitoring agencies to stop any new lines of credit from being opened in their name. In the email blast in the Power Hour news section, there is, from Natural Blaze, three examples to run out GMO crops from your town. How to get GMOs out of your town. Humanity is awakened now, activated, and taking no prisoners. There are now blueprints in place from individuals, communities, and states that easily allow and replicate on the way to running GMOs and their chemicals out of the American communities. So check that out. California now wants to be the first state, and boy, are they close to it, to mandate adult vaccines. Remember, they mandated child vaccines. You can have a medical exemption, but good luck getting one. I bet any doctor, any physician who gives a medical exemption is going to come under huge scrutiny. Probably, how about bamboo shoots under the fingernails to get them to tell the truth? Was this person really, really in need of an exemption? In a brazen act of medical tyranny, California recently became the first state in the U.S. to remove religious exemptions to those opposing vaccines for the children. Well, now that the bill has been signed into law, and that was SB 277 for children, faces legal hurdles in court next. Now legislators in California want to pass the first U.S. adult vaccine mandate with no personal exemptions. And are you ready for this? Criminal penalties for failure to comply. It's called SB 792. It would eliminate an adult's right to have control over their own body. It would eliminate an adult's right to exempt themselves from one, some, or all vaccines. Get ready. Imagine the damage that's going to occur in people's bodies from this. Now, you know that they have like some 65 vaccines for children now before they reach school age. Might as well just poison everybody and get it over with. Seriously, I feel that strongly about it. And did you know the real reason to avoid MSG is not, well, like many of us have a reaction to it, an allergic reaction to MSG, monosodium glutamate, you know, the Chinese food spice. It's not really a spice. It's an ingredient. It's a chemical ingredient. It's a trigger substance that food makers are very aware of. They put it into food because it causes a Pavlovian response, creates a trigger for you to eat more and more and never feel satisfied. The FDA calls MSG generally regarded as safe, though the ingredient has been found to cause skin rashes, itching, hives, vomiting, asthma, heart irregularities, seizures, chest pain, nausea, weakness, and especially headaches and migraines, among other issues. I can remember one day I went to Hy-Vee, and I was out on a weekend, and I was so hungry, and there was a buffet there, and I had the salad. Then I went and I had some, I think it was au jus or juice or something to put over some mashed potatoes back when I was eating meat. And oh my goodness, it wasn't 2 hours. I had broken out in hives. And I always ask, is there MSG in the food? Oh no, no, no. But natural flavors? That's probably MSG or could be MSG. Anyway, they said, no, no, we don't use MSG here. I had hives. They were huge. Up all night. It was terrible. I mean, if they do that to your body to create hives, what are they doing to it internally? And that is, in my estimation, why junk food is so addicting. Because remember the time I told you about back when I was eating meat? That I went to Arby's, and man, I could not get enough Arby's after that. It's 60 miles away where they have an Arby's, but I was willing to drive the next day just to get. I mean, I was like crazy, rabid. And I'm sure you have your stories also of what the addicting ingredients in food do to you. And five ways that our ancestors used to get rid of headaches naturally. Interesting story in the email blast, you know, and at the news section. You know, people have had headaches, of course, for the longest time, right? They've always occurred. You know, I think we have them a lot more now based on the fact that we don't eat the correct things. And we don't eat what's called food. We eat other stuff. Man's stuff. We ought to call it man's stuff versus food. But What did they used to do? They boiled water and added a spoonful of coriander seeds. Until you know, let it boil until you can smell the coriander strongly. Switch off the stove, add a half a spoon of tea leaves to the concoction. Close the vessel, let it stand for a few minutes, filter and drink it without adding any sweeteners. Steep it down and relax. Sleep or sit down and relax for just 10 minutes. Number two, lemon. Lemon is very effective and a powerful ingredient to treat headache pain. When you drink warm water mixed with some lemon juice, it reduces the intensity of the headache. Interesting. Ginger, wonderful medicine for headache. Munch on a piece of ginger if you can. It's not that easy. Add a spoonful of chopped ginger to a cup and a half of water. Boil that for a few minutes. And then betel leaves, B-E-T-E-L leaves, work wonders. Known for the analgesic as well as cooling properties, which are hugely a great help to get rid of headache effectively within a few minutes. And then there's always chamomile tea. Works wonders also. It's available in most organic shops. Just need to add a spoonful of the flowers to a glass of freshly boiled water. Allow it to infuse for a few minutes, filter and enjoy with a dash of honey. And remember, whenever you are drinking tea, many of the tea bags come from China, even your organic teas. I would remove the tea from the tea bag. Yes, it'll make it stronger. But I would remove the tea from the tea bag. It's the tea bag that gives you the damage. Now, they say, not the tea. And that's why we carry the Bombillas over at the Power Mall. It's a stainless steel straw. They're beautiful. Curved little handle on it. And at the base of it, it has openings so that you can suck in the tea and get all the nutrients from the tea without getting the actual tea itself or the leaves itself. So please take advantage of getting a Bombilla. I think they're $8.95 for stainless steel Bombilla, available at the Power Mall. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Or go to thepowermall.com. And also in the email blast, there's a good section. I want to thank MB Maiden for sending me this on how to sprout chia seeds. How to sprout chia seeds. It's a different way. You use a plate to sprout the chia seeds. And it's really good for any kind of mucilaginous seed like chia or flax. And you use terracotta. You need a terracotta or unglazed kind of bowl for that. And it's really interesting, but, you know, you do have to, if you want to sprout them, you have to do it more carefully. Now let's go to the drug kingpin, El Chapo. You know, this story bothers me a lot because it's a lot like the Dana Mora story. This guy has been preparing for over a year to escape. And now it's being said that the Drug Enforcement Administration, he's a drug dealer from Mexico, well-known drug dealer from Mexico, and supposedly from Sinaloa is the name of the organization or where he's from. Anyway, now the DEA, because of some internal documents that have been obtained by the Associated Press, it reveals that the U.S. knew about the plans for Joaquin El Chapo Guzman's escape since a month after he was captured in March 2014. And by July, an investigation revealed that Guzman's son had hired a team of military counterintelligence operatives to design a plan for his father's freedom. I mean, they're like big time going after this. Anyway, now the rest of the story is... supposedly, Donald Trump now has been threatened by El Chapo because he was talking bad about Mexican immigrants. And so the son of El Chapo has now put on his Facebook page something like, you'll eat your words or something like that. Probably in not so nice words. Can you believe it? Can you really believe that. So anyway, now Donald Trump has now contacted the FBI to complain that El Chapo wants to get him. Okay. Alaska military site will be transferred to civilian operators. Yep, you guessed it, HAARP. It's been a suspected death beam, a secret tool to control the weather, something to manipulate the human mind. Well, now the High Frequency Active Oral Research Program, better known as HAARP, reached the final stage of their journey that began in the Cold War. And next month, the Alaska-based research station will be transferred to civilian control. HAARP will be handed over in August to the University of Alaska. You know why, I think? Because it's antiquated, and they've already got their other super-duper 2.0 HAARP site all ready to go. I think this is just kind of throwing a few crumbs to the people. We'll be back after this. 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. Joyce Riley here.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Let me cover what I think is one of the biggest stories in the news today. Nobody else probably does on CNN. That's why we call this the news that CNN seems to lose. Here's a story you did not hear about on CNN or Fox or MSNBC or any place else. 238,000 U.S. veterans died while waiting for medical care. I repeat, 238,000 U.S. veterans died while awaiting health care. You know what? To me, I don't know about you. That's a little bit bigger story than the Confederate flag. You think? It's a little bit bigger story than Dannemora. Now, wouldn't it have been nice if CNN would have taken the 12 days that they spent 24/7 talking about Dannemora prison escapees and talking about this subject? I'm not saying it because I'm a veteran. I'm saying because there are human beings out there that are being tossed to the side of the curb on a daily basis. A leaked document shows nearly one-third of 847,000 veterans in the Department of Veterans Affairs backlog died while waiting for treatment, amounting to more than 238,000 patients. Now, this is according to a story that was obtained by the Huffington Post and RT. The VA, Veterans Administration Hospital, maintains that the number is so large. Are you ready for this? This ought to be good. Because we have no mechanism to purge the list of dead applicants. Really? They have no delete key on their computer. And some of these patients probably died years ago, which shows you're totally incompetent, VA. She said 81% of the veterans, and this is, let's give her credit, Linda West, VA spokesperson. She said 81% of the veterans who come to the VA either have Medicare, Medicaid, TRICARE, or some other private insurance. You know what? I doubt that. I doubt that very much. I don't think I've ever talked to a veteran that had any other kind of insurance, and I've talked to thousands of them. And she said they probably used other alternative means of health care, such as, Medicare, Medicaid. Wrong. If you have VA access, that's your primary, at least to my knowledge. Now, if there's somebody out there that knows better than I on this, if it's changed, and if you have TRICARE now, and you can use TRICARE, let me know. I'd like for you to give us a call. We've got a couple of minutes here. 855-995-6923. 855-995-6923. Anyway, these documents came from a VA program specialist, Scott Davis, who's been a whistleblower on the department's failings in the past. He disputed West's answer, saying an incomplete application would not have made it into the VA's pending list. He said that the department only began electronic health care enrollment in 1998. And that's when the backlog began. In other words, it's just criminal. It's just criminal because they don't take care of the veterans. They don't care. I knew one veteran. Oh, my gosh, his story was so sad. He was urinating only once every 3 days, 3 to 4 days. He went to the VA, and they told him that was normal for some people. Really? I mean, to even say that. So he went and got his representative's attaché on Veterans Affairs, and took him to the VA with them, and they kicked him out. That's how they do it, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, they're saying it's poor record keeping. Oh, my gosh. You've got all the computers in the world, government. You've got all the people to run all the computers also. You've got all the fax machines. You've got everything. But I guess they didn't have a delete key, so... Oh, well. They died. 238,000? Isn't that more than was at that prayer meeting? Shouldn't it garner some attention, listeners? We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Let's take a couple of phone calls on the VA.